The next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree,
"May no one ever eat fruit from you again."
And his disciples heard him say it.
I see it,
just as he spoke.
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said,
"Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"?
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request.
"Sir,"
they said,
"we would like to see Jesus."
Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied,
"The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Those who love their life will lose it, while those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? 'Father, save me from this hour'? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name."
Then a voice came from heaven.
"I have glorified it and will glorify it again."
The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said,
"This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself."
He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die.